Well, in a little over a month, many of us, if you like politics, like me, will probably take some time to sit down and listen to President Biden's State of the Union address. And after his press conference this week, it'll be very interesting how he handles the State of the Union address, but it's a little bit out of sequence. Normally it comes in January, but they pushed it out into March. In the same fashion, in a few weeks, in February, Governor Evers will present his State of the State address, and that will be the first one done in person at the Capitol since the pandemic. Last year was done virtually. And so I'm looking forward to that one too, because I kind of like the aspect where about every other statement or sentence, the galley of senators and representatives break into applause and cheering and so on, and they don't really even give our leader a chance to speak. But it's kind of interesting because no matter what he says, they still start clapping like crazy, and then as soon as it's over, they have the one party versus the other criticizing them. So it's kind of a unique situation. All the standing ovations and applause. Well, with that in mind, today is somewhat of Jesus's inaugural address, wouldn't you say? He comes to his hometown, he stands up in the synagogue, and he says, "The scripture is proclaimed in your hearing." He wants to lay out his plan, and I'm sure he went on from there. But there wasn't a lot of applause, there wasn't cheering afterwards. In fact, we hear in next week's reading that the crowd in the synagogue wants to basically take him out of there and throw him over a cliff. So much for the popularity polls. Maybe they want to do that to our politicians too. But let's just take a moment and imagine being part of the crowd in Nazareth, being seated in the synagogue that day. Here is the carpenter's son standing in the synagogue, and he proclaims that he is anointed by the Spirit of the Lord, the very one sent by God to proclaim good news to the poor, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed. Jesus says, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And actually, when you think about it, if I was present in that crowd, I probably would have reacted the same way. Let's get this guy out of here. Who is he? I mean, I know who he is. This is Jesus, the son of Joseph, the carpenter's son. What does he know? Where does he get off telling us these things? And understandably, the people of Nazareth, and if I was part of that group, I only knew Jesus by identifying him with his family. And I think when we stop and think about it, we do all get our identity from our family in one way or another. It describes, at least initially, who we are, where we're from, what we even do for a living. So I can say I'm Greg DiCiola. I'm married to Linda for 45 years this past year. I'm Italian. I'm the son of Vito and Dolores. I'm a Catholic deacon. And I retired from the Medical College of Wisconsin a little over 2 years ago. My dad, now I laugh about these things because our family repeats this very often, but my dad would often tell people that he's the head of the family. Well, now he's Italian, so he's going to say that. And my mom is the neck. And then with a smile, he would go on to say that the neck is the part of the body that turns the head. And then he would go on to say, with a little more meaning, that my brother and I were the feet, since when there was work to be done, we'd always get ready to walk. You gotta love my dad. But beyond the identity we get from our family, as baptized Catholic Christians, we identify and belong to something much greater, a family of believers, the body of Christ. And 2,000 years later, the scriptures continue to be fulfilled, and in this faith community, especially here at St. Dominic. Talk to a lot of deacons, we share our stories, and I'm sure Father Dennis has stories that the priests share too. And St. Dominic is truly blessed by the Spirit of the Lord motivating us and moving us forward. The Spirit of the Lord that anointed Jesus to bring hope and healing into the world is the same Spirit that all of us received and were anointed with at our baptism. St. Paul reminds us in our second reading this morning, we are all baptized into one body. We are the body of Christ. A body with different members, there's no question about that, but each playing an integral part, each possessing different gifts. Gifts given to us by God to be shared for the common good of all, for the church, our society, and our world. We are brought together in this community, in this time and place, to continue Jesus' mission of bringing good news of God's love to others, to work for justice and reconciliation in our world, and to reach out with compassion, even to those who might reject us. It's about discipleship. It's making intentional disciples, It's going out and living the gospel, being witnesses to the gospel, and by our actions, drawing others in. And our parish mission statement couldn't say it any better in how we are to live our lives. To seek Christ, know Christ, and become Christ, each for the sake of all. Vatican II, in its document Lumen Gentium, described the Eucharist, the celebration of the Mass, as the source and summit of Christian life. Each week, we come here in solidarity with Catholics throughout the world, joining together in prayer as we celebrate the Eucharist. It's a coming together of the body of Christ, becoming what we eat, becoming Christ for the sake of all. Through each and every one of us, Jesus continues to fulfill the scriptures as we accomplish his work of bringing healing, freedom, and forgiveness into our families, our neighborhoods, and our workplace. St. Teresa of Avila said it so beautifully, "Christ has no hands but yours." Now, media technology has afforded us the opportunity and the immediacy of experiencing our world events as never before, of being connected with people and situations everywhere, whether witnessing the destruction from natural disasters like a hurricane or a flood, or like the wildfires out west, to the senseless shootings that continue throughout our country and metropolitan Milwaukee, or even the ongoing effects of the pandemic that we hear every night in the news. St. Paul's words, "If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it," have taken on a renewed and significant meaning for all of us, especially today. Now, many of you watched the game last night and are still reeling from the score. I know I am. But last week, I was watching one of the sports commentaries on ESPN, and some of the announcers or the analysts were already talking about the Aaron Rodgers-Tom Brady matchup for the NFC Championship. And after last night, I say, really? And I'm not just saying that because I don't like Tom Brady, but I don't know if I like Aaron Rodgers anymore either. But but we all know and we've all seen that it takes a team effort to be successful. It's not just one individual. And so it is with the church. Working together, we contribute our part and our gifts for the good of all. The Spirit is alive here at St. Dominic. We have activities like our Knights of Columbus and the pancake breakfast that will be held next week, Eucharistic Adoration, Women of Grace, and the That Man Is You program, our Lenten outreach projects, which will be coming up soon, the upcoming Parish Gala and the Dominic Days Festival, confirmation service projects, as well as the work of many volunteers both within and outside of our parish. We have our Christian formation programs, our EDGE and LIFE team, our day school, which will celebrate an open house next week, as well as the pancake breakfast going on as we kick off Catholic Schools Week. All things to be proud of, all things to get involved with, to contribute the Spirit of the Lord for one another. And we also can't forget the gift of the blessings of vocations and to the priesthood, the diaconate, and religious life that are so powerful in this parish. Today, these words are fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus was making quite a bold statement that morning or that day, but yet his words continue to be fulfilled here at St. Dominic. As members of his body, we all have our individual part to play because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us as well. Our challenge, something that we can try to reflect on this week, is to prayerfully decide which part we are all called to play, individually as well as collectively, and then to live it in a Spirit-filled manner, each one for the sake of all.